The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
You know, it's been more than 15 years since the Great Recession, and even though our economy has recovered in some ways, baby boomers are still feeling the impact. We're going to tell you more about that in just a moment. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric and his awesome team at Heckman Financial, they're located right here in Silicon Valley. They have worked so hard to help retirees just like you have remarkable retirements. In fact, Eric and his team have been doing this for over 30 years. So they know what they're doing. If you need some guidance about retirement, they're the people to call. 800-454-1184 is the number. 800-454-1184. Now, you may call that number. You could also text it and just use the word toolbox, because you're going to get so much information with putting in the word toolbox to that number. You'll get Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, plus other educational materials. And just text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, here we are again. So good to be here with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's getting close to the end of the year, which means lots of stuff, right? Other than the holidays, normal stuff. Financially, it means you should be kind of, taking a look at where things are at. And there's so many great opportunities, especially on the safe side of the world. There's some crazy great things now. I mean, you can, there's accounts where you earn up to 6% for 5 years. There's things that can let you earn up to 11% a year, without, risking your principal. So lots of great things out there that nobody talks about. We always hear the negative stuff in the news, right?
Yes.
So one benefit of the, the higher interest rates and the inflation effect is it has gotten a lot nicer to put money away and put it in safe areas. So, definitely a good time to be thinking about that, and maybe give yourself a present of having your own financial security be a little bit better before you spend all this money on other people's presents. Right?
Love it. So, Eric, I know, what you do is help people analyze what they have saved and then help them determine how they can create that retirement strategy. But tell us about the different strategies that you use to help people turn their savings into income.
Yeah, well, I mean, first and foremost, it has to come with a plan, right? Because you have to figure out how much can I live on, right? How much am I going to spend every month? And then you have to figure out, okay, where's that money going to come from, right? So that's the tougher part. And so there's a couple of things. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have a pension, that's great. When's that going to start? How much? But most of us don't have that. So the only other thing that most of us have is Social Security. So when's that going to be? If you're going to retire at 65, are you going to still wait till 67? Are you going to wait till 70? If you're married, should you be doing the spousal benefit or not? And all these things. So that's the first part. And then once you know that gap, once you know that how much more money you need, then that's when we want to look at all the different stuff that's out there. And you get to kind of pick your own tax bracket when you do this. So if you take some of your taxable assets, a lot of times people say, oh, don't do that because, you're going to pay taxes. Well, then you may force yourself to pay a ton of taxes when you're in your 70s and you have to take the money out. Sometimes that bracket could go from 12 to 24%, which is 100% more tax. That's silly. That's just horrible advice. And so lots of times the financial advisor and the tax person are not communicating or don't even work together. I mean, that's why we do taxes here, because you need to know that stuff. You need to know how to do that planning. And depending on which assets you take from where, then that's how you're going to be taxed each year. And so when we build out that income plan, we see, are you going to be okay? Is that money going to last for the rest of your life or not? And then we can see, okay, which parts of money should we take? Does it improve the overall plan? That way we don't have to be guessing. We can actually use, a program where we can, change things around and know what the effect will be long term. And so It starts off with first finding out what you're worried about, what concerns you have. We usually do about a 30-minute phone call or a Zoom call on that. And then from there, we'll actually set up a time to do that blueprint. And we used to charge a fee for the blueprint. We, you know, we're charging $750 to $1,500, but now we don't even do that. We're just doing that to give that information out to people. I want to help 1,001 people retire by 2031. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do that, because I can't have that many new clients, is to really just help people out. So yeah, again, if you want to set up that time and really learn about this and really kind of get the information you really need to have to properly retire, all you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman and his awesome team at Heckman Financial. They're located right here in San Jose, and they have been helping retirees for over 30 years now. And so Eric is reaching out to guide you as well. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So Eric, talk to us about some of the main pieces of a comprehensive retirement income strategy and, you know, all the strategies that you use to help people against risks, you know, all the risks of retirement, increasing taxes, all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things we know is costs will always go up, you know, higher, medium or low inflation. And, you know, it's always, I remember when it used to only cost this, right?
Yep.
And then also we know that taxes will keep going up over time. And so, you know, one of the things that you can do to protect yourself a whole bunch on the tax side of things is, you know, look at Roth conversions. Can you move some money today to be tax-free for the rest of your life? Or often when you first start retirement, maybe you don't have that Social Security turned on. Maybe you're living off mostly savings. Well, then your taxable income is going to drop down a bunch. So then that might be an ideal time to do some conversions. And so if you can get more and more money to be tax-free, get the government out of the picture, we all know you're going to be better off, right? So
yeah.
So that's one of the things that we look at. You know, also when you're running out these numbers over time, you know, you really need to have three types of money. You need to have that market money, which is the 401k forces you into, but you also want to have foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that can't go away, stuff that's got, you know, that can be either from a bank, insurance company, or U.S. Treasury. I mean, right now, some of the insurance company rates are things I saw them briefly when I started in 31 years ago in the business, but they went away so fast because rates dropped. And so literally we can get 6% over 5 years. There's things that are even helping you recover from the market where they'll give you up to anywhere from 10 to 13% upfront bonus. You know, now there's trade-offs with that, right? You're not going to probably get as much earnings maybe, but you're going to get a nice kickstart. And so, yeah, that might be a good way to have some money there. And, you know, that's one of the things that you want to look at is how do you put all these puzzle pieces together, right? To have a good plan. So if you've got the foundational money and if that can take care and the steady income can take care of most of that required monthly stuff that you need, you know, to pay all your bills, then your fund or, you know, whatever, the next car, the next, you know, remodel the kitchen, you know, all those things that come up, maybe that's where you can use the market money more for those things. And so again, if you have it with a plan, it's going to work a lot better. But if you're just going to try to wing it and see if it works, you know, it can be kind of dangerous, right? And hopefully you only retire once, not more than once.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't really retire if you went back to work, right? So, you know, so that's one of the things that we want to look at is, okay, how do we do this where we can have that money and have that tax planning? I mean, the tax planning is a critical thing. You know, if your financial advisor is not talking about taxes or your tax person is not talking about finances, you know, then it's just crazy because, you know, those are all, interrelated, right? And especially when we're talking about Roth, 401k, IRA, dividends, capital gains, all of that has tax ramifications. And which ones you touch is going to be a different effect to you. So, you know, again, that's why we want to make sure you have it all set up right. And if you wanted to set up that time to have that worry less wealth talk, where we just find out what's going on in your situation, I talk to you directly and stuff, and we go over that. And then we can see if it makes sense to proceed to the building that blueprint for you. Again, no cost, no obligation. At the end of that blueprint meeting, that's when we decide if we want to work together. So get all this info and make sure you're taking care of yourself first. So all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more of Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. So the IRS tax code is full of thousands of sections. Each has its own specific definitions, rules, fees. And guess what? Taxpayers are legally bound to follow all of them. So, Eric, you know all about taxes. You and your team do this. You know, you have the license for that and everything. But filing taxes every year can be overwhelming. It's complicated. However, you say there is more than there's a more proactive approach that pre-retirees can take. So explain the differences then between tax planning and tax preparation.
Yeah, I always like to just kind of equate it with what you see on the news, right? So if you see some store gets robbed and they took whatever and yeah, nothing that anybody can do anything about, right?
Right.
Well, hopefully the police catch the people, but yeah. Beyond that, so that's kind of what I call reporting, right? That's tax reporting. That's what you do in April when you do your tax return, and it's just saying, here's what happened. And there's pretty much not much of anything you can do at that point. There's very tiny bits of tax planning you can do in April. Because the year already had ended, so it already had happened. Instead, if that store owner had done some more security or bars in the window or whatever, right, to make it a little bit more secure, that would be planning, right? And that's really what we want to do with taxes. We want to do tax planning. And so there's a couple of ways to do tax planning. One, of course, is at the end of the year. That's when it's really good to be doing tax planning to see, did you have some big gains in some stocks that you want, and maybe you want to sell some of those? Maybe you can sell some of your losers, offset the two. Should you be doing Roth conversions? Usually at the end of the year, you know how much money you made. So, you can figure that out. At the beginning of the year, though, if you're retired, that might be the time to be doing a lot of tax planning of how to get your money out, right? Because if you all of a sudden just take a whole bunch of money from an IRA, well, now you've got a lot of taxes to pay. Would it have been smarter to take some from Roth, some from a taxable account, and so forth, and blend that tax picture a little bit more smooth? And so that's really what we're talking about when we're talking about tax planning versus tax reporting.
Yeah, I like the way tax planning is reporting on it. I mean, tax preparation, is reporting on it, and then tax planning is actually looking for the future. So speaking of, you mentioned we should do tax planning, really at the beginning of the year too, right? For the future, for what you're going to do that year. But in retirement, when should we start planning for our future with taxes?
Yeah, well, so for me, my goal is for my clients to have the least tax over their lifetime, not 1 year.
Okay.
So one of the problems I find a lot of people do is they ask, well, I don't know if you can ask software, but they either ask their software or ask their tax person, how do I pay the least tax this year? Well, I've seen people who are in the 10 and 12% bracket put money into a tax deductible IRA where they're going to have to pay taxes down the road on it. Well, most likely they're going to still be at least 10 or 12, if not 22 or 24% then. So why would you want to defer those taxes if you're already at a low bracket?
Oh, yeah.
Put that money in Roth and make it tax-free for the rest of your life. You're not really getting any big savings for that. So, there's little things like that people just don't really kind of think about. And for us, nice thing when we're developing our income plan, we can look at what the effect of the taxes will be over time. Now, recently, I had a client that was had a rental and had their own house, and they're very frugal. They paid off both mortgages. She's got a little pension. They got Social Security, and they'd sold off another thing. And so they'd had all this cash sitting there. And so they were just, you know, looking at putting it into CD at the bank. Well, I just ran the numbers with this. It was $500,000. So it was, you know, sizable amount,
wow,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But that same CD at the bank versus putting that into a tax deferred account with the same interest rate with an insurance company, the difference is the insurance company would be tax deferred. Well, that difference over 20 years on that $500,000 was $200,000 more in taxes by using the bank versus using,
wow,
the insurance company. And same interest rate. So there's literally no difference in how they're earning the money. It's just, when are they paying the tax? And since they won't need the money, why pay the tax today, right? And so again, that's one of the things where you're looking at tax planning versus tax reporting. How do you lower that income over your lifetime? And it was a huge effect, you know, over that 20-year time period. And so, you know, again, that's where it's easy to figure that out in a plan. That's easy to figure out if you have that data. So one of the things that we've set up for people is a digital toolbox, which it's got several things in there. You know, will my money last as long as I do? Am I paying too much in taxes in retirement? When should I decide to take my Social Security? All those things. My book, Worry Less Wealth, and even has a spot where you can set up a time to talk to us. So why don't you take some time, really get yourself educated about what options are out there. And, you know, download all these great resources. They're really quick to read, by the way. They're not super long-winded.
Yeah.
And not jargony or anything. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
These are free tools that Eric is offering you in this toolbox. It's a digital toolbox. And you can make some small tweaks to your retirement plan that could really make a difference. Like he said, you know, finding ways to save money. So this is all complimentary. Take advantage of it. Text toolbox, 800-454-1184. And thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. So we kind of touched on this a little bit. You know, the tax code is not set in stone. We know it's going to change, you know, from one presidential administration to another. So obviously, it's very important to take advantage of the current tax planning opportunities before they change again, right?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we know that the Trump tax laws expire at the end of, New Year's Eve on 2025 is the last day of it. So
yeah,
starting in 2026, we go back to the 2017 rules. So right now the brackets are lower than they've ever been for a long, long time, or for some people, actually a lot of areas forever. So,
yeah,
well, since tax code started. So, yeah, I mean, one of the things, if things are on sale, you usually go buy them then.
Exactly.
And you're right. So you don't wait for the sale to be over and things to go back up. And so it does sound weird, but taxes are on sale. They are cheaper. And so what does that mean? Well, that means you could do Roth conversions, take some of that money, put it into a tax-free account for the rest of your life, and never have to worry about paying the tax again. And so lots of times people don't really think about that. They don't think about the ramifications long-term, that is. But yeah, it's huge. I mean, if you... say you've got $100,000 and you're not going to touch that money for 10 years. Well, the rule 72 says, you know, how long your money doubles. So if you average 7%, and right now you can get over 6 guaranteed, so it's getting easier to average that, then over 10 years, that money would have doubled. Well, if that extra $100,000 was on the tax-free side of the world versus the taxable side of the world, that's a lot more money for you, right? Because if you have to take that $100,000 out and pay tax, you may only get $70,000. But if that $100,000 was all to you,
yeah.
Yay, right? So
exactly.
So that's the things we want to be doing when we're talking about taxes right now.
Okay, excellent. And then just in the small amount of time we have left, the RMDs, required minimum distribution age, has changed to 73 years. So to quickly talk about the impact they have on taxes.
Yeah, so RMDs are a thing called required minimum distribution. So this is when you have to take your money out. So this is when the government says, okay, time's up. We let you take this money, invest it, and now we want it back. And hopefully did good with it. And so it's been very confusing because it was 70 and a half. Then they moved it to 72. And then 2 years later, they moved it to 73 if you're born before 1960. if you're after 1916 later, it's actually 75. So it's gotten even more confusing because now there's more eight and more numbers and ages, right? So so that's one of the things that you have to be planning for. You do need to make sure that, you know, how that's going to come out. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to not have to need a lot of that money, well, then you have to start paying that tax at that age. Well, a couple of years ago, when it was 70 and a half still, I had a client that, you know, they first retired and they had a lot of money in savings, some other stuff. And so they were taking that money out and it seemed all fine. But then when we did their taxes, you know, they hadn't really done the tax planning with me yet because they were newer. Their Social Security, $24,000 of it was taxed the previous year. Now it was $54,000. Well, then they had to take extra money to pay the extra tax bill. And then that following year, their Social Security, $74,000 of it was taxable. So almost all of it had been now was taxable because of those IRA withdrawals. And so, yeah, you do have to plan this out ahead of time. Ideally, you meet with us before you're 70 or before now 72 or 73. But yeah, so that's one of those things where, yeah, getting this data, getting this information, definitely get that toolbox. All you have to do is, again, text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox 800-454-1184 or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, we'll talk about why it's so important to talk to a retirement planner as you're planning out your taxes. That's next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And of course, as always, we're talking about retirement planning, specifically how to preserve your retirement from taxes. The IRS has a comprehensive taxpayer attitude survey, and it found that about half of taxpayers actually use paid tax professionals. The question is, who do we turn to, though, when it comes to tax planning and retirement? And Eric, you know, we always talk about the different types of financial professionals and the benefits of working with a retirement planner. So let me get your advice on this.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of people who do tax, and they typically, I find, are just tax reporters. Okay. So they don't usually give you any strategy or anything else. They just do your tax return and say here, and yeah, they're doing like 50 a week during tax season, right? So they don't have much time to talk to you, and and quite often, sadly, they don't do much follow up or anything after tax season. So yeah, usually a tax person's not going to help you. The financial advisors, you have to kind of be a little bit more knowledgeable or ask them a little bit more about what their, you know, what their specialty is. Because if they're a generalist or if they're just an investment manager, there's some places say, you know, I hate annuities, you should too, and all this silly stuff. But then they don't, they're just money managers. They're not really giving you any real tax advice or retirement planning advice. They might have a program that shows stuff, but beyond that, you know, there's not much. And, you know, I just was recently meeting with somebody who they were retiring in February, and they've got this guy, they said he was a pretty young guy, of some family friend, and first of all, he's working right now, making a lot of money, and they put him into a lot of highly taxable investments. So I was like, did he talk to you about tax planning? Did he say anything about this? Because this is generating a lot of income, and this is going to actually mess you up tax-wise, because we were going to try to do a Roth, and then I realized how they structured it would preclude them from funding a Roth. Because of the way they set that up. And then I said, well, what's he talking to you about, you know, your retirement here? You know, it was at the time, it was only, I think, 3 months away. And, you know, he says, oh, well, he's going to meet with us. He wanted to meet with us after retirement. It's like, what? Why would you try to get a plan after it's already started? Don't you need to know where that first month's check's coming from and everything else? And so one of the things you need to know is that person, a generalist or just investment manager, or do they actually specialize in helping people make that shift from working life to retirement life where they're needing that income off those assets? You also want to see what type of advisor they are in terms of licensing. So, you know, one of the things is if they have a registered representative on their card, that means they work for a thing called a broker dealer. That broker dealer says what tools they can and can't use. So they're not going to have all the products available to them. And they have a suitability standard that says they have to do what's in your general best interest for your, you know, your demographics, but they don't have to do, they don't have to do what's in your best interest. They're just supposed to do stuff that's suitable, okay for you. So it could be like the worst, you know, worst product or most expensive one, but as long as it fits your demographic, it's okay, which is awful. So what we're trying to do is with as a registered investment advisor, we have the fiduciary standard to do what's in your best interest. So, you know, ideally, I think you should be finding somebody who's a, you know, who is a registered investment advisor, that also does specialize in making that shift from working life to, in, you know, to retired life, and that knows taxes. I'm licensed to do taxes. I'm also a certified financial planner. So, you know, that helps me know all these different things. And I think that's one of the real critical things is getting good advice, because you hopefully only retire once. So you want to make it a good one.
Yeah, that's the plan, right? You certainly want to retire only one time. I always feel so bad for people who end up having to go back and work in the workforce, but that's because they didn't have it all planned out right. So, okay, let's take it. If someone's listening and they're thinking about retiring in a couple of years, what would be some things they need to be considering right now?
Well, first and foremost, they have to have an income plan, or a written income plan that says, okay, with I'm going to be spending X dollars to start off with in retirement, and that's going to grow with inflation. I've got however many income sources. If you're lucky enough to have a pension, Social Security, you know, all your different assets, how much money do I need to be taking out of that? And will that money last for the rest of my life? I mean, am I going to run out of money at 95 or 75? If it's 75, you might need to work a little longer, right? You might be more than a few years away from retiring, or you might need to change stuff up a lot, right? But if it's 95, then that's great. Okay, then let's make sure we have everything structured the right way. But yeah, and with that 5 to 10 years out, you know, that's when you have time to make some changes, make some adjustments. There's lots of guaranteed income type products out there now that are great and pay huge monies compared to, you know, what it was just a few years ago when rates were lower. So, you know, that's one of the things you want to look at is, can I maybe have some set income? So that way, at least most of my base, you know, standard of living's taken care of. And then just for the fund stuff and, you know, the vacations, the trips, the, you know, new cars, other things down the road. No, that's where you maybe can use your market money for. But again, you have to have a plan, right? So that's one of the biggest things. And so one of the things that we've done here at Heckman Financial is we've set up a digital toolbox for people. So that way they have access to stuff like, will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much taxes in retirement? Social Security decision, all those wonderful things that you need to know about. And we've put them into, you know, 10 to 15 page, you know, PDFs that you can read real quick. And I also have access to my book, Worry Less Wealth, there. And you can set a time to talk with us. So again, if you want to take some action and really get educated and make sure you know what's going on, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. They have offices right here in San Jose and ready to help you. So make sure you take advantage of this now. It's all complimentary. All right. We are talking about preserving your retirement from taxes. Eric, here's my question to you. You know, how do we create a plan that addresses taxes in the future when we really don't even know what those tax policies are going to be, you know, if we're retired for 20, 30 years?
Yeah, well, we know they're going to change.
Yeah.
Right. So typically every new president changes them somewhat, you know, and Congress every so often just changes them. So it is kind of a moving, you know, it's kind of like playing Monopoly and all of a sudden the board's changing, right? And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Hold it. Now you're supposed to do this. And, and so you do need to stay on top of it. And you do need to have somebody that's there to guide you through it and help you, you know, figure out what all the new changes are, like when they changed RMDs to 73 and 75 and instead of 70 and a half, then 72, right? So there's a lot of different changes. You know, and the other thing is, you know, leaving money to the next generation. Now they don't get to spend it. If they, you know, if you leave your IRA to the next generation, it used to be they could spend it over 20, 30, 40 years almost. Now it's 10 years. Now 10 years, they have to spend all that money. So, you know, there's been a lot of tax changes, and it does change how your strategy should be set up. And so, you know, one thing is having an advisor that's meeting with you every single year, doing updates with that. They should be every end of the year doing Roth conversion planning. Does it make sense to move some of that money to Roth or not? And then at the beginning of the year, especially if you're retired, they need to be planning out, okay, where's my money going to come from? Which bucket am I going to take it from? The taxable, a tax deductible where I owe tax on it, or tax-free? And by blending those, you can lower down the overall tax rate that you're paying. And my goal is not to have somebody pay the least tax in 1 year, but the least tax over their lifetime. And by using that income plan, we can actually see, well, with this plan, you pay this much over your lifetime. With this plan, you pay this much over your lifetime. Well, which one's lower, right? So, you know, and that's the easy thing is once you have a plan, it's easy to test it and verify it. But if you're just winging it and you're just going out and hoping, you know, that's a little dangerous, right? So that's not what you want to do. You don't want to find out about your tax plan in April. That's way too late. You want to figure that out ahead of time. So, you know, which types of assets should go where, you know, which types of assets should be in your IRA or which ones should be in your taxable account. There's all sorts of things like that. So, you know, again, if you want to set up a time to talk with us and really go over this and find out what your worries and concerns are. And then we have a second meeting and go through that whole blueprint. We used to charge a fee for that, but right now we're still waiving that fee. And so we'll be more than happy to go through that whole process. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's when you decide if you want to work together or not. So again, if you want to set up that time, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. You can call or just text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we are not done yet. Stick around for more from Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are we headed towards a recession? If so, how will your retirement be impacted? With so much uncertainty on the horizon, the decisions you make today can have a huge impact on your financial future. When should you take Social Security? How will you reduce the impact of inflation? Are you comfortable with the amount of risk you're taking with your savings? Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial for an informational webinar where he'll discuss these factors and more. Spots are filling up fast though, so claim yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't let a recession or whatever the future holds dictate your retirement dreams. Sign up now for this free and informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And you know, Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And Eric and his team can develop strategies to help you in minimizing some fees and even lowering your tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? Well, today we're going to play our little game of Would You Rather? And I'm going to give you a question. And this is a get-to-know-you time, too, okay? So tell us what you think, and then we'll also weave in some retirement ideas also, okay?
Okay, sounds
good. All right, first question for you. Would you rather eat only pizza for a year or no pizza for 1 year?
I'd probably have to go with pizza for a year because, you know, you can have breakfast pizza, you can have all sorts of types of pizzas, so...
Good idea. Good answer. Yeah. I don't think I could go without pizza for a year. You know, it's always one of those fallback, like you're starved and didn't have time to make dinner. So, ooh, let's order pizza. All right. Let's talk about money. If we aren't retired yet, our financial decisions are really all about this question. Would you rather spend all your money now or save it to spend later in retirement?
Yeah. Well, sadly, a lot of people aren't maybe purposely making that choice.
But they are, in essence, doing that choice by, right, not saving or not putting away. Or, you know, the worst thing I think people can do is when they say, I'll wait till I have extra money. Nobody has extra money.
That's you know,
there's
so true.
There's always something you can be doing with your money. So there is no extra money. So, yeah, I mean, one of the biggest keys, I think, really for people to do is, you know, just starting those payroll deducted plans, you know, 401ks, 403b, whatever you have at work, if you have that. But it's tougher now because a lot of people are in the gig economy, right? And they're doing their side hustles or gigs or whatever you want to call it. And there is no set retirement plan. And so then that's when you have to really start budgeting that money and just think that check is never yours. You know, 10% should go right away to savings, another 20 probably to taxes, and then spend the difference. But it is one of those things where, yeah, you don't want to have, you know, have a great time right now and then have nothing in retirement unless, I guess, maybe unless you have a 1 year to live. But other than that, you know, hopefully that's not the case. So, yeah, you definitely need to start saving some for the retirement always.
So since you're sort of the financial guru, how do you teach your boys about, you know, saving and money?
Yeah, I probably haven't really done as good a job as I should have on that. But yeah, my oldest is, yeah, I never gave him any money for, well, I was in college for, you know, spending or living on. It was just, you know, the first year in the dorms. And then after that, you know, I gave him food money, but no extra money. So if you want to go do anything else, get a job, start doing it. And it's amazing when they get literally hungry enough, but hungry enough to want to do stuff or have fun, they go out and start making money. Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. And so, you know, so I mean, that's one thing. And then just, you know, they've had teen checking accounts from, you know, almost day one. And actually, they're all kind of naturally thrifty. The biggest scam they do is if any Boy Scout trips they go on, if we give them, you know, they say, oh, you need $20 for this trip or whatever, they'll, you know, they won't buy a drink. They'll just buy, you know, just the basics for lunch or something. And then they pocket all the difference. And so, yeah, they've actually made a lot of money off of that, which is probably not quite how it should be.
But do they know how to count change? That's a biggie I've noticed with
teams. No, they do. Actually, well, yeah, no, my youngest one, yeah, we had this big old change bucket, and his grandparents gave him their change bucket, and so we went to one of those CoinStar machines, you know, and swapped it all. But they used to give you other gift cards for no cost, and then this one they had to do. They changed which ones we did, so we basically went out to dinner with it and paid them money back. So,
oh, that's awesome.
But, yeah.
But there's this one opinion piece in Market Watch that I wanted to bring to our attention. And of course, it talks about our nation's love affair with expensive cars and trucks and how those big car payments can sometimes take away from our ability to put money aside for retirement. So let me ask you this in our game of Would You Rather. Would you rather pay for a big expensive vehicle or put that money away toward your retirement savings every month?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we all like to have nicer cars and, you know, have the better stuff, right? But a lot of my clients that did very well financially but didn't have, you know, any high-flying jobs or didn't hit it on, you know, lucky on the stock options market or, you know, anything like that, they quite often have 10 or 15-year-old cars. I mean, that is definitely a sign I've seen of a lot of my clients that were just kind of, you know, teachers or regular kind of professions, nothing where, you know, you get huge bonuses or anything else like that. But, you know, they just didn't spend a bunch. And now all of a sudden they've got a ton of money saved up. And so, you know, there's definitely a correlation to, you know, having more money and spending less on cars. you know, that being said, as long as you're doing what you should be doing, which is saving 15 to 20% of your income, then, you know, if you got the extra money, then go for it. You know, have fun with the car. But, you know, also realize, make sure you have enough other money to, you know, put away and saved up before you go do that. And that's the biggest problem, I think, is people don't do the first part, right? They don't save the money first.
Yeah.
They go buy the expensive car, and then they don't have the money to save, and then it gets ugly.
And really, Eric, you kind of play Would You Rather with your retirees that you work with, don't you? When you're kind of laying out their plan for them?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, when we're sitting down doing the income plan, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, once you have that income plan that looks going here forward and says, okay, this is how much money I need to have to live the rest of my life, then we can see if you're on track or not. And should you be you know, not buying as many cars and putting more away, or what should you be changing? And then also look at that investment plan. Are those investments going to actually generate enough monies to get there? And are they going to start, you know, turning into income, not just accumulation? You know, then, of course, you got to look at the taxes along the way. How are you going to afford healthcare, legacy issues? You know, all those things are the five areas that we go over when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth for people. And that blueprint's something that we've been waiving the $1,500 planning fee right now for all the radio listeners. And, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, if you just want to take some time and really know that you're headed in the right direction, I mean, it's so critical to know that sooner than later. And so, yeah, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you do is set up a phone call with us. After that phone call, we'll get some information. And then if you want to go to the next step, we'll actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth for you. And then at the end of that second meeting is when we actually decide if we want to work together or not. So, again, there's no cost, no obligation. If that's something you want to take advantage of, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we just thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder of Heckman Financial, 28 years now, right here in the Silicon Valley area. And Eric is here to help you retire well. That's his passion. That's what he'd rather be doing every single day of his life. But let me ask you this. We're playing the game of would you rather. So once you, Eric, are in retirement, would you rather spend your money on a vacation home or maybe that dream vacation, riding your bike someplace cool? Or would you rather save it for things like a potential nursing home expense or maybe other healthcare costs?
Well, I mean, the reason why you have insurance is to offset those things so you don't have to have a savings account for those. And so, yeah, so, you know, utilizing some specially designed life insurance, yeah, I'm not going to have to worry about nursing home costs. So, you know, that's already covered. So I don't have to be, you know, earmarking money for that. So that way I can do a lot more of those bike adventures, cycling across the, well, I don't know, my boys want me to do Canada next, maybe.
Ooh,
I don't know, or might do the East Coast Greenway. But yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do. And so, yeah, you want to be able to know you can go off and have fun and do those things if you have those other areas taken care of. It's a lot harder if you don't know if you have those taken care of or not.
So then that brings me to this question, Eric. How does working with someone like you help give retirees confidence in their financial situation so that they can focus on the more fun stuff in retirement?
Well, literally, our name of our process is Worry Less Wealth. We're designed to make you worry less about money and finances and know that you're taken care of, or know that you're at least in the right direction. And you know, one of the things we've also developed is a checklist. And this checklist is a good way to score yourself to see how close or far you've done, how many things you've taken care of. So if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and request it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
I am Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. So, Eric, on our show, we often discuss different challenges and risks that happen in retirement. Today, I think I'll have you give us an example of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles. And we call it a financial fail. So why don't you tell us about it?
I think one of the biggest problems when people invest is they know what they're investing. Well, they sometimes, often they actually don't know what they're invested in, but they at least know the price of what they invested in. And they know at some point they'll sell it when it's worth a bunch of money. But they kind of
Pollyanna-ish or whatever you want to say. You know, don't even think about the fact that it could go down. And when do you bail out? And when do you jump ship or whatever you want to call it? And I've had lots of examples over the last 30 years of this for sure. One more recent one was a guy who's he's actually a pool cleaner. He's making over six figures as a pool cleaner, which is pretty impressive, but he's nearing 70 and that's a tough job. It's a lot of work, right? So he wants to buy a house down in Pismo Beach down the coast, and all he was waiting for was his Bitcoin to hit 300 and he was going to go do that. And yeah, his 150 became more like 75, I think, or something like that, if even that much. And so, of course, yeah, that changes the plans. I have another client that's looking to retire here and at the end of the year. And when they first met with him about 2 years ago, he bought a couple stocks. You know, he actually bought several stocks, but there was probably about only two of them that were insanely great stocks. What happened was he... you know, when we first met, we were saying, hey, let's have some money, you know, more guaranteed and safer. And then when the market dropped, at least the stuff that he had done with us didn't go down. His portfolio that originally was worth 250, when they met with me, it was 1.4 million.
Oh my goodness.
Then the two big high flying stocks dropped like rocks. And unfortunately that 1.4 million dropped by $900,000 down to 500,000. So, I mean, he should still be saying, hey, I've still had 100% gain. So, right, you can't complain about that. But when you had a 600% gain or whatever it was, it's a little tough to stomach the fact that you once had that all. And it was an easy fix. All you do is do a stop loss, which is a thing where, you know, that automatically triggers if this stock goes down. But people say, oh, no, it's just down for a little bit. It's going to come right back up, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, they're still able to retire, luckily, but, you know, it's going to be a little bit more watching the numbers. And they were thinking about keeping two houses that they have right now. And now they're going to definitely sell one because they just need the cash flow and stuff. So a little bit different change of lifestyle. And again, that's just because they didn't have a plan. So we've got a lot of great resources sitting up at our toolbox. Says, you know, will your money last as long as you do? What's the right time to take Social Security, even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and a way to set up a time to talk with me for 15 to 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation. So if you want to have access to all that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.